Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another short update with one of our HMA consultants named Robert Newhart. In part one, you heard how Robert got his first paying client by using telemarketing. Well, you'll hear what happened with that client. You'll hear stories about two other solid clients and two prospective clients and one that could potentially lead him with a flood of clients, allowing him to increase his fees and to really get going in his consulting business. It's been a struggle for Robert, but he's been persistent, and you'll see that it's finally paying off. Now, let's get going. Let me do a little recording, because that last recording was great, how you got that first client, and then I can't even remember what happened to him. Let's maybe just do three case studies, how you got your other three. You want to?
Yeah, and the first client actually didn't even get started and became the fourth client.
Did the first client ever pay you for a USP?
We never got to that point.
So everything may look like it's hunky-dory, and everyone's got good intentions, and what bogged it down?
I think there's a couple of things that bogged him down. One, he was fairly disorganized. This is with the oil fragrance company that we first talked about.
This is the one result from your telemarketing.
Yeah, one shot done. My very first marketing opportunity analysis.
Okay.
He's trying to wear too many hats. He's trying to grow his business. He said he made a huge buy so they could go and do some trade shows. This just kept going on. Of course, I'm following up with him about every 2 to 3 weeks. He says, yeah, Robert, I'm interested. I'm just busy. So finally, I called him up last week, and I said to him, look, let's just sit down and meet. You're going on, and you're busy, and you want to start, but I'm not getting that feeling, and so I'm not sure if we're a good fit anymore. So I want to sit down. Let's just go back through all the numbers, make sure that everything is still what we still understand. And then at that decision point right there, we'll decide either we're a good fit, we're going to get started, or we're not a good fit, and I'm walking away.
Okay.
So we had that meeting. But as soon as I told him I was walking away, he's like, whoa, don't do that.
Yeah.
So we had our meeting. He's still struggling with cash flow. He's only doing about $300,000 to $400,000 a year. Desperately wants and needs to use our system, and he's not going to actually be able to get started until the 7th of May.
Did he put any money down yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so that one looks like it's going to mature. It may not. How about your second client? Tell me how that occurred.
Well, beginning of March, I went to a new member breakfast for the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, in those things, you get to give your 60-second commercial and hand out some flyers. And actually, my second and my third client came from that meeting.
All right, give me your 60-second pitch that you did when you stood up.
I told him my name is Robert Newhart. I am the owner of Northcutt Newhart Consulting Group. We help you grow your business 25 to 100% in less than 90 days without spending any more money on advertising, and we guarantee our results. The people that we're currently talking to and working with are small business owners that are telling me they don't have enough customers to talk to. They are frustrated, even angry, because they've spent a lot of money on advertising, and they never seem to get the results that they were told, and so they're frustrated by that fact. They're also telling me that they don't have enough time to spend on marketing, and when they do spend the time to try and market their business, once that hat's on, they're shooting with a shotgun versus a rifle, and so they're just trying the latest thing they heard about to try and grow their business, and it's frustrating because they're not getting the results they think they should get.
And so you make a 60-second pitch, then are you allowed to pass something out right then?
I do. I can leave a whole bunch of my flyers on the table, and they photocopy everybody's business card that was at the meeting and put a star on the new members. And so out of that 60 seconds came these two people.
Was it after the meeting directly, or did they call you later?
Well, client number three was directly at the meeting. I actually pursued him, and he kind of pursued me at the meeting. But my first paying client, which is number two, is a learning center here in Raleigh. And she just happened to keep my brochure and thinking about growing her business and called me up one day and left me a voicemail. I went over, and halfway through my opportunity analysis, she was already sold.
Yeah, and then so what did you sell her on?
Well, I sold her on the first four projects. She has a franchise, so they already had a USP completely done. So I didn't charge her for the USP step. I charged her $2,000 a project for number 2, 3, and 4, but we still went all the way through the first USP step because I wasn't completely sure that her franchise had the best USP for her business.
Were you able to develop a better one for her?
I kept the main tagline, the headline of the USP, but I created 7 or 8 more sentences that were things they could talk about.
Had she been to your website before you met with her? Was there some pre-selling done using your website before you met with her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she took my brochure and was sold from that. She had notes where she was up and watched the online presentation and some of the other stuff that's on the website before she called me.
So she did watch that whole online presentation?
Yep, she sure did.
And she had notes and questions for you?
Yep.
Do you remember some of the things that she was questioning about that maybe was unclear to her on that?
Well, you know, everybody that I talk to says that my USP is incredibly valuable and there's no one else out there. So when they hear it, they want to learn more because no one out there is offering a guarantee. And so she had questions about how that worked and specific things on how I could help her grow her business. She sells an extremely high ticket item. I mean, it's a learning center. It's called Learning RX. They train kids and adults even how to unlock the Einstein in your brain.
How much is their program?
It's between $8,000 and $12,000 for a 6-month program.
Wow, and do you physically go to the program?
Yeah, it's at their office. There's 3 steps, so what I had to do is analyze the system, what they were currently doing. The biggest benefit to them, because they've already got people, there's a first step. The second step is to get into a $150 test, and then the third step after a consultation is to become a student. And so the greatest advantage in the system is for me to use step number 2 and increase their conversion ratios along that sales process. And so I'm taking time to work with them on their scripting and their training to help close. And so we're taping her consultations. The owner is the salesperson to try and get people to become a student. And we've already changed the things she's saying and what she's saying and how she's going about it. And her closing ratio is going up, and I'm just getting started with them.
That's great. Was she limited at all with her marketing because of being a franchise, or did she have some leeway?
No, she has some leeway. I mean, they tell her some things she can and can't do. And they had her, of course, spending a lot of money on this fancy magazine that had studies and other stuff in it and mailing that out to a group of high-end homes. And she was just fed up with it because they had no way to really track their progress from it. And then they're doing some seminars at schools.
Just a thought, you know, with a high-ticket thing like that, you may want to consider if you want to hook her up and have me interview her or have her set up a professional interview so she can put that up on her site and use it as a tool to sell this thing, a detailed, hard-hitting audio interview.
Sure.
And if you had me do it with your system, you've got, I think, like a $500 off on that service.
Right.
Just an idea. All right, that's exciting. So how many steps through are you with her?
Well, I started immediately working on the conversion because I saw that as the greatest gain of me helping her increase her business. And so I was working behind the scenes on the USP as we were actually working on step 2. And so this next week, I'll be completely done with step 1 and step 2 of the system. We'll be moving into the third step.
Did you charge her all 4 steps at once, or are you doing it step by step?
Because I gave her the first step for free. I charged her the first $2,000 up front and stretched that project 1 and 2 over 6 weeks. Ready to charge her again as we move into the third step at the end of this month here.
Yeah, are you going to approach her for a contingency since you like working with her?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you. She's got some work she's going to need done on the website. I may move that into the fifth step if she wants to continue moving forward. But one thing she's already said to me is that the work that I've already done for her has more value than any money that she could pay me.
So you've got a client who's on the same page with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got one who's really qualified. And doesn't it make the experience just so much more pleasurable than someone who's dragging their feet? I mean, can you describe the difference? For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Between a qualified client and one who's not qualified.
Well, I can tell you I've learned so much along the way. And there's many things I'm going to cover when I talk about this. One is the level of my fees. I started out, in fact, this oil guy, I quoted him $1,500 per project. I broke his payment all the way down to pay me by the week, and he's still having trouble getting started. But it's not worth $1,500 to do what we're doing to bring the value. And even the second client's fully qualified. The third client is this office supply place I told you about previously, I think.
All right, tell me how you got that one.
That was the second person that came out of the chamber event.
Did they approach you after the meeting, or did they follow up later?
No, it was a mutual thing. But we've been going since the beginning of March. Again, I never spoke to the owner. I was working with the new VP who was running the company. The owner's husband passed away, and so she's been trying to run the company for, I think, 4 to 6 months. And so she hired this guy to come in and run the company.
How is that going, working with the VP rather than the owner? I guess the owner died and the wife doesn't know what's going on.
Well, she's the new owner now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been involved. She just didn't have the experience to keep moving it, and she needed someone with experience. So I would encourage this. You must always work with the decision maker.
Right, okay. Is this going smooth?
It's not. They've given me the first payment, but they're always too busy to keep moving, and it's just been very difficult to keep them going. They're qualified. The business does over $1 million a year.
They've got some good assets?
They do. They've got some internal admin things which are holding them up from me even being able to get to see the people I need to see to keep moving forward.
All right. And who else? You got one more?
I have one client that's going to come on tomorrow, and she's an interior designer, and she's a really small business, and she is from my B&I group. I got two more to tell you about. So I've created a way or felt a way that I'm going to use the home study course and take 10 hours of my time, 2 hours a week for 4 weeks, and the home study course and market it for $1,500 to these really small businesses or startups.
You're going to make that announcement like in your B&I group?
Yeah. When I met with her one-on-one and realized that she was well below the $300,000 threshold, I knew she didn't have the resources to get started with my project work. But I didn't want to just cut her loose.
Okay.
And so I've been practicing on what am I going to do to save these sales, because a lot of the people that I'm running into are these really small businesses, and I don't want to just cut them loose.
Well, that's perfect for the group. And just an update, we've got all the workbooks. You can customize them with your own logo and everything now. We finally got all that art changed, and that's ready to go. So you can order like 10 sets of those at a time and have your own custom art on there. So they're customized just for your consulting practice. They won't go back to Richard or anything.
Good. Even on the inside pages, they'll be able to throw your logo in there?
Yeah, even on the inside pages. That's correct. Front and back, inside.
And that's still going to be at $100 a pop?
Yeah, I think $97 a pop.
Okay. But you got to order a group of 10 to do that, right?
Yeah, you do. All right, tell me about the other one. You got one more?
Yeah, I have a chiropractor in my B&I group, and he's not the decision maker, but he warmed up the owner. They got two locations, and I met with both of them yesterday. I actually became one of their clients because I found through x-rays. I actually paid because he was so busy, didn't have time to see me. I paid $17 to get in to see him to get an appointment.
Okay.
And then that turned into him getting warmed up enough to talk to the owner. So I just contracted with them to do all 8 steps yesterday.
That's good. Do they seem qualified?
Oh, they're qualified. I probably cut myself really short, but they're so well connected in the community of Raleigh that they're going to bring a lot more clients down the road.
Good. I was going to ask you, the learning center girl, can she refer you to other franchisees? Can you get in with the other franchisees?
Yeah, there's only another one here in Cary, North Carolina that's really close, and they're just getting started.
But they've got them all over the country, right?
Yeah, they do. And I could just continue to develop that out. They've got their own trainers and their own marketers. But once I get success with her, I could step into that franchise and just start moving through.
Then you'll have most of the work done.
Yep.
See, that's great. See, once you get one or two real good successes, and you can leverage off that.
Yep.
Well, I'm proud of you. I know it's been hard for you, and everyone's going to hit their stumbling blocks and challenges, but you're sticking with it, and you're slowly seeing some success.
It's been difficult on the cash flow. I mean, I've had to self-fund myself up to this point. My wife's ready to put me out on the front porch, but this month and then definitely May, I'm going to have some incredible cash flow and keep moving this thing up. I went to another small business expo last Thursday at the fairgrounds. The chamber put it on. I met a lady there that does QuickBooks for small businesses, and she said out of the 300 people that bothered her at her booth that day, I was the only person she really wanted to follow back up with, and in fact, she called one of her clients while I was standing there. She's got a lot of her clients asking her, hey, we're ready to grow our business now. How do we do it? And she's trying to help them, but she just does QuickBooks. But she's going to be a great alliance. Now, most of her clients are these really, really small businesses.
Okay.
So I'm going to probably lead with this home study package where I'll give them the 8 books and I'll take them all the way through them with homework and give them like 10 hours of coaching for $1,500.
Okay.
And that's going to lead to other stuff, obviously, because we know small business owners are too busy to actually do and implement the stuff.
That's right.
So as long as I keep following up with them and they're dragging their feet on implementation, I can let them know I'll give them some credit, you know, back if they'll let me get started on the projects myself, and I'll get them done for them.
Yeah. How many clients does the QuickBooks lady have?
About 75.
And they're all in the area?
They're all right here in the Raleigh market, yeah.
Just get with her, see if she'd be willing to send out a letter.
Yeah, I'm going to try and work out an opportunity like that. I have another joint venture I'm trying to get pushed through. The guy's just busy. He's an Icon Office Solutions rep that's in my B&I group. We identified about 20 people off of his list that might make good clients, and I'm going to offer them a coupon and a discount if they want to do an opportunity analysis.
All right, there you go. Good job, Robert. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you giving us an update. There's some great, valuable lessons learned.
Persistence is important. You know, you've got to believe in the system. I told you about my price changes. Even with this chiropractor, he's in my B&I group. I gave him an incredible discount because I offer a 10% discount to those people. And then I have an all up front discount because he's going to pay for 4 projects at a time all up front. And I offer a 10% discount if they do that.
That's a good idea.
My rate has come down for that one project, but it's good enough that I feel that I'll be making what I'm worth, and yet I'm going to get a lot more out of it because he's got a ton of people going through that office. And so, you know, if he says Robert did a great job, all of a sudden there's 20 business owners trying to get in touch with him.
There you go, and your time will be more valuable, then your fees can go up.
That's right.
All right, you'll do it, I've no doubt.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for the update, and let's keep in touch, okay?
Sounds good, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Great day, buddy.
I hope you've enjoyed this interview and this update with Robert Newhart, Part 2. Stay tuned for Part 3 in the next couple months. Thanks for listening. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.